K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B, hanging out with Brian Dawson. I love my job because I get to inform my listeners of very important things that's happening that affects our community. And right now, I want to introduce, matter of fact, I'll let you do it. Who's on the phone with me right now?
This is Assistant Secretary of the Navy Juan Garcia talking to you, Brian, from the Pentagon.
I got to put this high up on the things that I've done. I've interviewed the president, so I got to put you right next to that, man. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the line right now.
Great to be with you.
Okay, so we got some important matters to discuss. We have a big conference coming up that's going to help a lot of people. Can you tell everybody about it?
Glad to, Brian. So next week, for the first time, the Department of the Navy is bringing our Wounded Warrior and Veteran Hiring Conference to Raleigh, to the Research Triangle, one of the most patriotic corners of the country, to help out with what we think is one of the issues of our time. After the longest sustained combat operations in American history, time to bring our folks home, to reintegrate our veterans into American society, and we know that the best way to do that is with meaningful employment. So over 60 employers from the Raleigh-Durham area have already rogered up to take part in our hiring conference. We'll be in town at the Hilton North Midtown on the 28th and the 29th, Wednesday and Thursday next week, and we can't wait to be there.
That's May 28th and the 29th, right, which is a Wednesday and a Thursday. And
let me tell you how we're doing it, Brian. So Wednesday, all are invited. Registration would be helpful, but walk-ins we're glad to have them. And the idea is the first day, the 28th, that Wednesday, we're going to focus on our employers and give them information on hiring strategies, on talent management, on how to access these wounded warriors. You know, we say that these days, if you try to walk through an airport in a uniform, there's no chance someone's not going to stop you and try to buy you a beer.
Right.
America wants to help. North Carolina wants to help. We want to facilitate the ability to do. Day two, the 29th.